What's up, everybody? This is MMA Fight Music producer Mikey Ruckus, and you are listening to another edition of WMMA Jam Live with your hosts, Vanessa and Sabrina Borquez. Be sure to tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/MMA Jam, and be sure to follow on Twitter for live news and updates at WMMA Jam Live.
Hey, fight fans, welcome to WMMA Jam Live. I am your host, Vanessa, along with my co-host, Sabrina. Sabrina, say hello.
Hello.
It's been a while, quite a few weeks, actually. But we are finally back, and I'm excited. I feel like I haven't really talked MMA anything. I've been so busy. Usually, even leading up to these shows, and they're like, did you hear this? And we just go off, and it's like, oh, shit, gotta save up for the show. But we haven't even had those moments, so this should be a good one. Thank you for joining us. Before we get started, so sorry, how are you doing?
Same old. Injury, but we're good. Started.
Are we going to do this or what? We need you fucking up bitches, okay? We need that one person who says, I can fuck up Chris Cyborg, and I'm ready.
I've been saying that for like 10 years.
And you also keep getting injured.
No. I would fight Cyborg with a foot like this.
That's true. Because a real athlete don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was running the other day. When I stopped is when I felt it.
Like,
so
shit.
I'm sure during the fight I wouldn't feel shit. Afterwards, like, ow! I always feel like that video that I showed you, that guy getting kicked in the leg.
Oh, my God. She jumped in this video of these guys training together, and the guy kicked the other guy in the leg really good, too. First, it had to be good for the weight. The guy's whole leg folds back.
Like, I don't know.
Well, your knee goes forward, so back, right? So it reminded me of like a deer trying to walk for the first time. This poor guy, they're like standing him up on it, and then all of a sudden, the guy kicks it back the other way. Like, what?
It was fine.
Yeah, after it was like nothing fucking happened. No way. That shit was creepy.
Yeah.
That's what worries me about kicks.
But that's the best part of kicks. Like, you think about it, one kick and the fight's over. Like, that, if they were in a fight, that one kick, the ref would have stopped it.
That's true, yeah.
One kick.
That's like you were training. That was your training partner. He took his leg out. Yeah, he put it back.
He just took the he didn't try to block it at all. He didn't listen.
No, it went straight to, oh, man. The kick going back looked just as bad, just as hard, but it put it back in place.
It was also funny because everybody was laughing in it.
There was not any concern. Like, it took him a while to kick it back in place because he was too busy laughing about it.
Yeah, the guy was recording laughing, someone else in the background was laughing.
Nobody's running over there like, oh, my God, your legs bent the other fucking way. Yeah. That was a crazy video. Oh, man. I'm sick, so I do apologize. Wouldn't be the first time we did a show and I was coughing all over it. So I think the last card, I think, was the Pennington.
Mm-hmm.
Pennington. Pennington lost. Sins is still the champ.
Yeah, really badly.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't see it burning. Bad work.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, especially towards the end. Raquel Pennington, it was like controversy because I guess Pennington told her corner she was done, and they said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And then she went out and got her nose broken. So,
you know, she obviously everyone's reaction is, oh, it's fucked up. And it is fucked up. It's fucked up. But there's a couple points made afterwards. And
mm-hmm.
she was like, I'm glad they didn't stop me.
And it looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks bad because it takes a lot.
It's bad.
It takes a lot for a fighter to be like, I can't do it, guys. You know, to not, like, just tap in the middle of something or, you know, to actually be like, I don't think I can go back out there.
Yeah.
And then for your team to be like, no, you can. And then it ends like that. So, of course, it's like, damn, like, they could have saved her the broken nose.
Yeah. I mean, the more point that we made was she could have went up to a ref and said, I'm done, the ref, or any of the people there, and she didn't. You know, like, she really wanted out, she could have got out, basically.
Yeah. It would have been a lot harder walking up after to the ref, after your team was like, no, you're good, go back in, you're fine.
But if she was really done.
Yeah, yeah. We've definitely seen people in a worse position, definitely more of a beating, you know, continue it through. But her team said they felt like she would regret it.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I see where they were coming from. But like I said, like when you go to your corner in that moment, you know, and they don't they don't help you. You know, you reached out for help and your own team didn't help you. It does look really bad. But is that an over win? Honestly, I think, yeah, she broke it, obviously. But I feel like Pennington has a really soft nose.
No.
Oh. Like, I feel like she always ends up with a bloody nose or a nose injury.
I didn't know you were cut that smart. What? Is there more to you over there?
Yeah, I get some tips tonight.
Wow. I mean, so I could give some tips tonight, but it's something.
As long as the tips bring in some rich money.
Just kidding.
Do your thing. So let's see, what else has gone on since then?
There's a lot of things that have gone on.
And,
warning!
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, what's
hey, what happened? Oh. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I feel like since we're doing something, we're going to talk about this. Anthony Bourdain killed himself, and the only reason I bring that up is because he's a big jiu-jitsu guy. And so he is in the MMA community. He's gone through UFCs. His ex-wife is a huge jiu-jitsu lady. And Hannah Gracie had said something about how, like, he made people, he's, like, the biggest celebrity, not biggest, like, he was more famous, but attention to him more that he was doing jiu-jitsu and, like, made normal people go do jiu-jitsu than any other celebrity has. And it's true, like, his wife was obsessed. She would go every day.
Yeah.
Like, busy people.
Same with addiction.
But every day. She's
yeah.
actually a really good jiu-jitsu person, and he was good too. So, like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah. Somebody just posted a video of when he had Nick and Nate and Gilbert Melendez saying, like, he was really able to get, especially the Diaz brothers, to open up and just, like, chill. You know, something about, like, dinner at the table, whatever. He apparently committed suicide, 61. It's so stupid. How was it? Somebody posted, like, oh, the last shooting of his show, whatever. No signs of depression. That was in the title. last taping, no signs of depression at the last taping.
Yeah.
It's like, That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why I'm
excited. Yeah. I was super shocked. I was like, what?
Dude, yeah.
It was just so random. So random. But it just goes to show, like, look at this man who, you know, traveling the world, and jiu-jitsu, you know, has a partner who's right there by his side doing it, too. And
that's what I'm not feeling.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot, like you said, such a huge following when he was able, you know, to get his fans to do whatever nasty shit he tried eating, or, you know, they were like, wow. He, like, really made things look good. And
yeah.
Did you eat a whole cobra?
A whole cobra? Oh my god. Yeah, but he made you think you could do it.
Yeah.
He made you think about doing it, right? Like, oh shit, I could eat a whole cobra.
I wouldn't. All right. Yeah, but just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of people around him. He could have had a conversation with about it. So, like, you know, the MMA, your gym, whatever, it's a family. So, like, if you feel like you can't talk to your friends, like, on the outside of that, I'm sure, like, your jiu-jitsu buddy, you know, your MMA buddy, like, talk to somebody. You should.
And that is the crazy thing, being in a world where you do have people you can go to, and still, nobody knew, you know, like.
I mean, he's talked about it, but, like, you know, you don't know people are going to kill themselves.
Oh, of course.
But jiu-jitsu lost a good one, man.
Heather Harden's been, like, putting out a lot of stuff lately since it happened. Talking about how she too is suffering from depression, and one of her posts was, I'm not asking for help, but encouraging people to talk. Because even the people you look up to and think are so strong, to be proud to, be worried to, be feel it too. You are not alone.
Yeah.
I don't know why that means. Got me so emotional right now. It's crazy. But it's crazy. You never know. And it's happening too often. You know, we're seeing it way too much. We've seen it for a long time in, like, these young kids. And now we're seeing it in these people who, you know, like she said, people assume because they're famous and they have all this money and they're living this life that it doesn't get to them. Yeah, these MMA fighters, we put so much on them to, like, be a certain way, or, you know, and it's like they're fucking people too, and if it was so easy, we'd all be doing it, right? Yeah, a lot of people are going through some shit, and that's what sucks about the way the world is today. People are such assholes, and it makes sense why there's that half that are so gone and hurt and depressed, and so they can't talk to anyone. It's because nobody makes themselves available anymore, and everybody's a dick and selfish, so... Time to start looking at the way we are treating people too, and why everybody feels the way they do. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, well, now big on having conversations about these things.
Oh yeah, Cheetah Maggot, Bully Busters. She's always putting out. You know, and that's why they do encourage a lot of, I was saying how, you know, we were seeing it a lot with young kids committing suicide. And, you know, that's a lot of reason why they try and get these kids to get into something like MMA or, you know, do some kind of
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you're, like you said, you're making a family. You know, you're meeting these new people and they're not just friends. These people get really close. It really is like family. And it helps you kind of release some of whatever it is you're going through, too, for the day, you know? You'd be surprised, like, how good it feels to just get in there and roll around, and then after, you may be dead because your body's all like, ugh. But, like, inside, you feel amazing. And that's what, you know, more people need to look into.
Yeah, exercise or being around other people, even if it's something, like, you're not physical, like, maybe theater or chess or, you know, online gaming, whatever.
Bird watching, was that?
Bird watching, yeah.
Whatever it is to help you get out of your funk and find a little...
Making Legos and... Legos are kind of puzzles.
And there's some dope-ass Legos out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some horny things. But yeah.
Let's see. I don't really know how to say her name. Right. Is it Lima McFarland? The Hawaiian fighter from Bellator.
Yeah.
She has a fight coming up at Bellator 201 June 29th. Got that Chinga in Temecula.
Nice. June 29th?
Yeah, June 29th.
Interesting.
Right, she's going to be taking on Alejandra Azul Lara for, she's going to be defending her 125 belt. She has some Pineapple Princess shirts, so they're kind of cool. Out for sale right now, her fight shirt. You can get them at ambassadorswithaloha.com. Also on that Bellator card, I believe Christina Williams versus Valerie Letourneau and Carrie Melendez versus Tiana Sally. That is going down. Okay, Dana White. So, Yoel missed weight.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, 5.2 missed weight. You were saying how they, like, gave him more time. He weighed in, you get some more time. Supposed to be, like, 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Came in after an hour and said, okay, you're done. Like, time to weigh in. Didn't give him the full 2 hours. So, that's 0.2, you know, definitely.
Yeah, he lost 0.8 in that 1 hour.
Yeah, 0.2 would have been a, you know. I was saying how that's not cool.
Yeah.
Say, here's 2 hours to, like, you know, kind of spread it out to lose that last pound or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut him short. And then he weighs in 0.2 over. It's like, had he known he was only going to get an hour, maybe he would have went a little harder in that hour because he didn't have, you know. Obviously, you don't want to try and keep losing even more when you think you're almost done.
Yeah.
You have to, like, take that extra time. But you would spread it out in the 2 hours rather than doing it in an hour, of course. So it kind of sucks. That takes the title off the table for the fight tonight.
I mean, to argue that he had 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, he should have been.
But, yeah.
He should have came in.
We don't defend. Usually we don't defend him. But, yeah, the point is 2 hours. You gave me, said I can have 2 hours, give me 2 hours. Especially when he had a doctor along him the whole side. I mean, along his side the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And he's not the one who called it. The commission did.
Yeah.
And it's like, why does the commission, how do they even know? Like, the commission could be my grandma. Of course my grandma's going to be like, oh, no. But it's like,
yeah,
it's
why
the doctor,
did
like,
they get to come in?
I don't
and,
know.
And, like, especially when he was given so much time. Who gave him the time?
Yeah.
The commission?
Yeah. The
and then they took the rules.
Yeah.
So that's not fair, especially if it's the rules. Why are you taking it away for him? Makes absolutely no sense. Dana White's saying they're going to go back to the old weigh-in system where you weigh in later in the day.
Yeah.
People are pissed.
Well, yeah. I think that at some things he shouldn't be able to speak for.
No.
Like, they've tried both ways. Canal, you're right. You talk to all these fighters all the time. Get a poll.
Yeah.
Who wants it? Who doesn't? What's the majority? Okay, obviously. Like, yeah, you are rewarding the people who missed weight. Not, you know, everybody else. It's like one person out of a whole 12 people card comes in off weight. And,
oh, we got to switch back. Like, right now. Because he said it can't even come fast. Like, it can't come fast enough. Elias.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm a morning person when I have to be, and a professional. You're rewarding fighters that didn't make weight and punishing those that want more time for recovery. It's a complete step backwards in the UFC, 100%. Very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Tekagan was saying, that late weigh-in scene, she can't eat a full meal till almost midnight, just so she doesn't get sick because of all the weight cutting and shit they do. Like, they can't just grub right away. You're going to get sick that way. So she has to wait till midnight to even eat, which means she's waiting even later to go to sleep. So it's fucking up her whole system. She's not getting the rest. She had that big meal at midnight compared to, you know, in the afternoon. Especially when we're weighing in the mornings, then, yeah, they get to go at lunch and so, you know, like, slowly start making it happen.
I just don't understand why they can't do the whole day.
Yeah.
You have from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Because, yeah, that's what people don't realize is when they are weighing in for the ceremonial weigh-ins, it's like 4 o'clock. Wherever they are, it's like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair. I mean, in general not to eat until 4 o'clock during the day. And then you're talking about people who for the whole week have been cutting weight.
Yeah, you saw what happened when Cena can eat till 12. And I believe Angela Hill was saying that too. She's like, why not just have it all day? Some people like to weigh in early. Some people like to weigh in later. You got people like Romero who needed a little more time, obviously. Rather than forcing people to wait that late, because it doesn't make any sense. Well, you got upset because a fight fell, not even fell through, but title-wise, and it's like, oh, that, damn it, if I would have just let him weigh in later. You know, that's not how it works, because, yeah, it's fucked up that they took some time away from him when they gave him, you know, they said that he can have a little more time. He should have been on point, especially for a title fight. You know, you can't, there is no wiggle room. You should have been ready.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he already lose the opportunity at a title because he weighed in over? So he's been here. He knows how it goes.
He's the only time he misses weight for a title fight. Crazy.
Like, you finally get the opportunity and then you fuck it up for yourself.
He's like 40. He's not getting a lot of opportunity.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but especially now that you fucked up twice. Fucked up a title fight.
And especially since you're the challenger in
this. Exactly.
But you should have been so hungry for this that you should have came at 184.
That, hey, if you're going to have to kill yourself, come in under rather than over, right?
Yeah. Well, they were saying he hired like Lockhart or someone else on Tuesday. And like, usually needs like 10 days, but it's a special case that he did it. And they got him down to as much as they could.
That's
like,
crazy. And they said he did have 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Pretend like this, right? Here's what you do. You just punish them. You punish them, you take away their money, and then you make them move up for the next fight. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then if you don't like that you're in that division anymore, you better cut out yourself a bitch, because
yeah,
you got to get serious about what we're doing here.
I definitely think after so many chances to, that's what they should be able to pull out their contract and be like, hey, so this is what we have you signed up for, and you're not able to, like, meet, you know, the contract, so one here, either you got to move up, or you get to call it quits, because you're not meeting contract standards, right?
You're not showing up for work.
Fuck it up for everybody else. No, Romero, he's 13-2. He knows how this works. There's no excuses. So, you know, get your shit together.
And not only that, is he's like, his whole life he was a wrestler. Like,
so he's
and born and bred. You've been born and bred wrestlers. Like, that was his whole life. That's what they trained him to be. And to I'm a fucking title fighter, right? But I mean, Whitaker beat him last time, anyways. And he did it on a bum knee. But there's no way Whitaker doesn't win this.
He wants it. I haven't really...
Well, but also look how... Like, what's the word? Dejected?
Uh-huh.
You'll almost be. Didn't make weight. He's never going to get a title now because this is his last shot. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, fuck. Like, what am I even deciding for now?
Yeah. Because you need that money for training. Well,
but some of it's lost, too, because they take away your money when you don't make weight.
I know it's lost, but now you really need every penny that you have to fight.
That's pretty chicken killing, huh? Just kidding.
Not when you hire a team last minute for that little action.
Oh, I would. Oh, you want this?
Posner said, I feel like there was a time when you didn't have to study the science of weight cutting to be an MMA fan. I don't remember when that was, but I'm pretty sure it happened. There is way too much talk about missing weight.
Yeah, I wonder what it is, too, because there has been a lot of
it's weight. Pretty much guaranteed.
No.
That there's going to be at least one.
That
was likely
because
the penalty
is not as severe as you think.
That's true.
You're always going to lose a lot of money, but only because he makes a lot of money. So it's like your 10% or your 20%.
Yeah.
Your big ass check. Yeah. Like most guys. I mean, what's 20% of 1,500 bucks?
Hey, man, that's dinner.
I'm just saying, though, like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you hear someone
sure.
else's bill for missing weight, and mine was like $10. And $130,000. Like,
right. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Mariner now has said something like, not only does it, you know, fall on the individual, like, you know, coming in overweight, the type of person they are, but now it's like they get to use that as strategy, you know, because it doesn't matter. They don't have to, like you said, they don't have to worry about the consequence. So it's kind of like, I don't have to kill myself as much. I come in a little.
Well, with some, I feel like with Romero, he actually really tried.
No, yeah.
But like Mackenzie Dern gave up after 7 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. This is point two. So there's definitely a difference. As you said, he is older, so maybe it's getting a little harder to cut that point too. But he's getting a hell of a lot closer than these new ones coming in who should be on point.
Yeah. Fucking Sean Jordan, is that his name? He's fighting for some place. Heavyweight, the limit is 265, right?
Uh-huh.
From 106, 206 to 265. He came in
big
overweight. 275.
Oh my God. Like, that's already could be such a big difference. Like, if his opponents are coming in at 206.
But, like, how are you working out in MMA and not making that? Like, I mean, you're working out every day hard. You can make 265.
Yeah. Damn. And it's kind of dirty because, like, you got a lot of room.
Well, yeah, also, most people don't. Like, you know, John Jones is like a 225 guy. Came last good. He should do 217 when he fought Brock Lesnar. I think he was only like 225 against
two. So they're
staying
in the low.
A cutting 265 Brock Lesnar. So who knows how much Sean Jordan's opponent was going to weigh. But fuck, you came over? Like,
that's crazy.
I mean, there is a super heavyweight division, but nobody fights in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit's like that. Like, you can tell he didn't even try.
Those are, that fucking MMA roasted. Somebody had came in overweight last week or something. Like, 3 pounds. And they were like, oh, he came in 3 pounds overweight. Kenzie Dern wants to know how he came in so low.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn, because hers was a difference.
I know.
And that's like, those are disrespectful. Oh, wait, you know, like, come on, man.
Yeah. Weight's an issue, but what are you going to do? Because they were saying something about, too, about Luke Rockhold and Yoel fought Luke Rockhold and he came in overweight. And Yoel won. They still gave him the belt.
They still gave
him the champ, yeah. And they were, like, everyone saying, yeah.
That's crazy.
There is really no.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Taking Mackenzie Dern came in a whole other weight class and moved up in the ranks and pissed everybody off, and then they took her off. I think saying, where is the.
Like. We were just talking about, too, how, like, the title doesn't even count anymore.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't mean what it used to.
RDA was a little bit Covington's for the interim belt, and Tyron Woodley has the belt. He just got done having shoulder surgery, and he's ready to fight. He's gonna, like, he's saying
already
get into the mix.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is this for? Connor still has the belt too.
That's crazy. What's crazy is Connor still has his belt, and I was like, damn, when's the last time he fought?
It's like 2 years.
2 years.
He's made. I think he's gonna fight at the end of the year.
When did
on the big the New Year's part?
When did
maybe not even a year ago.
Right. Like, I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, but he's kind of a bad example because he has that for a reason other than that.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying, but at this moment in time.
But he stopped for but when their moments where he was gonna and the shit happened, like, there's no gonna with Connor. Like, there's just no even talking about it.
He can't talk about the number four, which is athlete in four.
That's
have you seen that? Crazy. He made more money than Neymar. He's like one of the biggest soccer guys. There is right now. And
this is an ability. Oh my God. It's number four, though, and he hasn't even fought in 2 years, so imagine.
Well, that's what you think, too. If I would have taken these two fights, we would have brought up some shit. People are like, what? No. Because a lot of people don't believe that he'll fight anywhere but Vegas, and I think that's true just because tax-wise.
You don't think he'll fight in Vegas?
No, anywhere, but
he's
not going to go fight in New York because, like, it's shitty rules over there. Like,
yeah.
New York needs to get together.
New York always fucking finds a way.
He ain't going to go to Brazil because there's not really money in it. I think that they give their
I think Brazil, their channels are free. I know the UK, their channels are free.
But
you can get it on the stick.
So they don't get as much money off that.
Yeah, and what is he going to go do, the first show in Russia? I don't know if Russia even has pay-per-view.
That's true. When I pictured it right now, I didn't see nothing happening there. I mean, you want to do something. You gotta do something. Like when
he's training hard, you see it. He's training right now.
So what do you think the problem is on his end, on UFC's end?
Money.
He wants more.
No. I think also he needs to get back because he has been having a lot of fun and he was focusing on boxing. And I think he needed to rededicate himself.
Uh-huh.
You know, to the jiu-jitsu game, because if you walk away for a little bit, it's really hard.
Mm.
Getting back into the fact, you know, just getting back into the groove of it. And he's been training. I think he's ready. He's going to come back soon. But I also think the money has to be right. And, and people should encourage this, I think, because...
Should encourage what?
It sucks that he gets a bunch of money.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one. But if he raises the ceiling, you have room to be like, but you pay him this million of dollars, I know you have a little more money to spare.
Yeah, at some point you got to start moving up to that too.
Yeah.
Because that means there's the cap, and it's not like there should be a void in between.
There's no reason you can tell me you can't afford some, a few thousand more dollars. And in all reality, even on Twitter, you go on Twitter, I think Front Row Brian said something the other day. He's like, you know, MMA... It's just lacking something right now. And I think a lot of people think that. So
it's been weeks since we had a show. Because it is like, before it was like, oh, shit, we got to have a show. Cause, you know? And it's like, oh. Same old shit. Phone looking late.
Yeah. he does bring the eyeball. Like, even on my dislike of Ronda ever doing MMA again.
Yeah.
If she were to be like, oh, I want to fight, excuse me, and she came back, she would bring so many eyeballs, so much attention. And it's going to be the same thing with Connor. When he comes back, everybody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to give him the credit for that.
For sure.
I mean, look at what Amanda Nunes and didn't they only sell like 80,000?
I don't know, but I know.
It was like the lowest spot. It was like the lowest spot in the 10 years. It was I don't even think it hit 100,000.
Wow.
What number was that?
24. Crazy, because I feel like people just buy it because there's fights nowadays. So for it to hit that low. I think I totally get what you're saying. It's got that kind of
well
under
100,000. Well under.
So pretty much.
Probably like 80 or something.
That's crazy. But I mean,
you can get like 80,000 games to watch you if you just promote it right. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Why isn't she at Pride this week? And it's in LA. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was there.
No.
I know she's not from LA.
I know Rob Thomas, but
hey,
the champ.
You gotta go where your audience is sometimes. She should have been trying to get, can I be the whatever? I know they're focusing on transgender people this year.
But, like,
let me be
the princess.
Let me be in the parade. Let me host a party.
That's the thing.
Host a party. There's a fight tonight. Host a fucking game.
Yeah.
Viewing of the UFC tonight. But
oh my god, you know
how, oh my god.
First of all,
I'm gonna just say I'm gay in the UFC and just to get this.
And oh yeah. So here's my thing. If I had a bar restaurant and I was into MMA like I am, and it was in Long Beach during the week on Pride, I would look to make that happen.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that she's not. There's no offers coming in, too, that she just keeps
holding off. I don't know how well-known she is.
That's true. Even me, out of the chair.
Yeah, if I owned a sports bar in WeHo this weekend, it'd be packed with MMA stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
And her girlfriend.
But these guys all over the
bring ball. Me more. We're fucking Raquel and DJ to come.
Hell yeah.
Bring all the guys. I'll give you $10 and some shots. Like, you're gonna have
and
fun.
And you get to advertise.
You think you're gonna drink for free all night? You're gonna get shit all night? People are gonna scoop you some cocaine. You don't need to take it. Sell it. Everybody knows how to make a little money on
that. Yeah, that's crazy. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the people who work for them that aren't. I don't know. But still, as a person, I feel like, hey, get you that, motherfucker. Why are
like
I paying for?
I mean, if I was a fighter, you'd probably be the person that takes care of the stuff like that for me. And
yeah,
I
we have some shit going on.
Let's get into everything.
What's that? What's
that show? Is there a spaghetti set somewhere? You know, any like all the big things. I think there's like a pizza thing going on in a couple of months in L.A.
Pizza. Yeah, it's crazy. Missed opportunities for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not going the, like, whole gay pride route, like, where are you at, period?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you at, period?
Well, it's gay month or something, right? Or,
but
I don't
you
know.
Still, like, just, I don't know, just put herself out there as a chance, as someone who's, like, stepping up, like, a right neck, who wants
to fight. You know how the day could have been today? She could have been in, like, gay seminars to teach, like, the twinks how to not get beat up by the bears. Like... You know what I mean?
Oh, I miss pride.
You know what I mean, though? I just feel like there's things that she could teach. She could be doing.
Yeah.
That's going to help her not be the lowest bought UFC champion in history.
Damn. I don't know. You know?
Mm.
She don't pay me. I ain't going to make it happen for her.
Maybe next year when we hop her up, but like, I think the only fight left for her, by the way, is Cyborg. Amanda Nunes is there's no one at 35. I said
that's
like,
what I was gonna say.
She's on fire right now. She's looking very great. She might be. She might. She maybe she's not at Pride because she's in the gym. But like, hey, take a weekend off. You're still way better than everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks very smooth in there. Very
strong.
Very.
I'd still beat her up.
Confident.
But like,
oh well, obviously. But you'd beat a Cyborg, and you know that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
oh, Gabby Garcia was up in my hood the other day. You have to be walking around here to, like, just... You gotta check in.
Look for a fight.
You gotta check in, Gabby.
How rude, she didn't even call me.
So, like, if they were like, I hear you on your podcast fucking shit, I'll give you 6 weeks. From fight
give you 6 weeks.
I'd be in. She's going down, son. I want all the noodles I can get.
Yeah, imagine one day
someone's like, hey,
she
have an offer for you.
She's been saying she's totally down, like she'll fight tomorrow.
Tell her. I'd be scared. Yeah, her window while she's sleeping at night. I don't think I'd be afraid of it. Like, a lot of people going scared and they're like, oh, I'm just going to make some money. And I'm going in there like, oh, I'm just going to make some money too. I really don't think I'd be afraid of her. I've seen her. She's
yeah.
a big girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's strong.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
that's sometimes not the
way she's been in my gym. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen her move. I've seen the way she, and don't get me wrong, she's obviously very talented.
Yeah.
Part in mine. Like,
you couldn't, like, you couldn't be the little fighter monkey this time, right? You know?
You know, I guess I think she wouldn't think it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's this podcast chick who comes to the gym sometimes.
I feel like they could fight.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I'm like, elbow to the face, son.
Damn.
You heard that. I know you guys heard that elbow.
It hurt.
Pretty solid.
It hurt.
Sarah McMahon's pregnant. Misha Tate did like 72 hours of labor.
Happy girl. Congratulations. Oh.
But, yeah, Sarah McMahon's pregnant. But I had seen, remember, I was upset at Sarah Kaufman. I don't ever get upset at Sarah Kaufman because she was like, oh, that means there's like, an open roster spot in the UFC. Like, hey, I'm here for you. Yeah, like you just became the Invicta champ. Like, I know that the UFC's the goal, but she's only done, obviously, she's doing great in Invicta.
Uh-huh.
She was awesome in Strikeforce, but it seems as though in the UFC, just can't do it. Just, you know, it happens. Hey, be the champ somewhere, like, there then, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I'd be trying to get in. If I was anybody in this situation, or like Eric Hoffman or something like that, I would still be trying to get into Bellator.
Yeah.
And then run Bellator.
Yeah, definitely trying to make it somewhere else because you saw what it was like.
And I love Invicta, and I wish that girls would stay and that it wasn't just a feeder for the UFC, but I understand that getting paid $1,500 is not a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, at least with Bellator, you get more, way more TV because you're actually on a network.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of push that more in your sponsors. One, so, well, I'm going to be on TV. Like,
yeah.
Can I get a little bit more money than if I'm on Fight Pass in the UFC? So, that's what I'd be trying to do, especially because, I mean, you dipped your toes in the UFC and you didn't cut it for it.
Yeah.
And I love Sarah Kaufman, and I think she had the best hands, especially during her Strikeforce days. But her, she's not going to go, she can't go toe to toe with Amanda Nunes.
I definitely.
And I don't think she could go toe-to-toe with Shevchenko. And I know Shevchenko's not the 25 champ, but in my heart she is because the other girl won't fight. Plus, I don't even know who the other girl is.
Mm-hmm.
So Shevchenko. She doesn't have that power anymore.
Yeah. She's come to the end more than she has Megan Rye,
of
course. She's been around for a long time. She's, you know, made her way through some great promotions. She had her chance at the UFC, so I definitely think that, you know, you got to wait.
Why not hit them all up, though?
But if you know what I mean? But for me, it's like if you had your chance at BSC and then you were released and kind of had to go down, it's going to take a little more time because you got some new girls trying to come up. You know, you had your chance. Now we got to let these girls try. she's fought a few times already at Invicta.
Mm-hmm.
So at least she's fighting.
Look how quickly she did two Invicta fights.
Yeah.
You can probably do a two-fight contract with Bellator. Two real quick Bellator, make some money, and then maybe you'll see.
Especially because, you know, as you were saying, the Invicta is a stepping stone to the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the UFC is grabbing a lot of the girls from Invicta, obviously.
All the talent.
Yeah, but a few out of ten. A few out of ten. So, there's some of the beginners in this, so it's a little more of some of the newbies. So it is a different level.
Mm-hmm.
I have to fight with somebody else before. It is, because you are moving up to the UFC against a different level of fighters. So, yeah, she's doing great at Invicta, but they've got Nunes no more that she has to worry about over at Invicta. You know, it's still...
There's no cyborg.
Exactly. They're, you know, UFC took them. So, yeah, we're in the UFC, people do know you can get more advertisement there. You can get sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't even matter how many you get and people actually get to see their shit on TV compared to the UFC. You know, like, you hardly see the sponsors and it's like maybe a Instagram post because they happen to be wearing the shorts or, you know, something random like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. But yeah.
Well, I also don't think that the UFC is the best company to be involved with at the moment.
That's kind of shocked me about wanting to go back when you've, like, had a taste of it and you were able to get out. Like,
I just feel like you have a little bit more say over your career in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people listen to you more. You know, there's a lot of people lost in that roster in the UFC.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, obviously you can't tell people what to do, but I just feel like that's the route that I would take if I were this person. And that would be, honestly, I'd be using the UFC too, in the sense if I was over at, I was going to call it Strikeforce right now. And that would be my problem. I'd probably call everything Strikeforce. No, it's Bellator. I would still be talking shit to the UFC girls.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, this fight is going to get Bellator's name in. We're also getting the attention.
But then they'd be too like, oh, she went to Invicta. She beat all those people, came champ. She went to Bellator, beat all those people. Yeah, you know, like, oh, shit, she's making her way back around.
And then when I go, I'm the queen of Bellator. I'm the queen of this. And you're like, what's up? Like, just like how Eddie Alvarez was the king of other places. Like, Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler is a great fighter. He's in Bellator, and he's been fighting. Say you can he can compete with these UFC guys, and I believe it. But he's really making a name for himself.
Yeah.
He's not getting lost in the UFC. That it's like he's
that
fine.
Is crazy because yeah, he's obviously one of the best. So he's making even more money along with
and he
more
fights
sponsorship
more.
Money.
He fights more.
Yeah, he's fighting more.
More chances to make money, and especially like. Yeah, of course you want to make money, like the big payday. Like, oh, it'd be cool if you get paid a couple million dollars to fight one year. But you don't. But if this is your passion, you don't want to just fight one time a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So might as well make, put all that money too. Like, oh, I make half a million, but I get to do what I love three times a year. And
yeah.
I make half a million each time.
That was why you don't do this just to make money, because not everybody's going to make that Conor money.
I think
there
that's
is a big gap in between, so.
I definitely like that. I like the Bellator. I like Bellator because it is people that are hungry and, you know, they do it because they love it.
Yeah.
With the UFC, like, you see a lot of games. Like, well, who am I going to make more money off of? Or who am I going to match up better against for myself? Excuse me. And it's like, what happens to the days where he's like, all right, I sign. Well, I don't care who signs the other paper, but I'm going to be there that day. At this time, and whoever steps in that cage, cool, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I don't want to fight, you know, the beat, and I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
This guy. You're like, oh, okay.
We got opportunities just passing by. They're like, no, no thanks. No thanks, I don't want to do my job.
Mm.
I saw something about Udo. Getting flagged for Estrada.
Yeah, he had just booked a fight, too, but obviously not. You know, I never heard anything else again, by the way.
Yeah, I just saw that.
But, I mean, he did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but not too long ago, I felt, well, like, it wasn't long ago, but thing was, like, there's, like, three guys, like, Pedro Santos, someone else, who, like, ended up proving that they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it was, like, oh, but too late. Like, they've still been out for, like, 6 months. They still got called this and that. And it's like, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's like, the old UFC in the sense that, yeah, do your one test. It's like, hey, if they can cheat the system, they win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not fair that you keep trying to.
I don't want Brock Lesnar to come back.
No.
Whatever. But, like, they, no, it's not. Like, I don't know his name. He's like, oh, they don't do it. But it's like, Eric Silva, you could tell because he's not as good anymore and his body's not the same. And it's like, oh, okay, but like, I don't know. It's just not like, if he beat the system, you know, like.
Just like, you know, some of us going to work every day. They didn't choose us for the random drug test. We beat the system.
Basketball and basketball.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not like these people aren't doing anything ever.
Most people, most athletes are doing something.
Something.
And if you're the dumb one that gets caught, you're bad.
You didn't time them right. You didn't, you weren't watching out.
Very true. It's like you do you still do the ones that they used to, where it's like, okay, you're going to find the, you know, the common shit.
Like any place.
Yeah.
Any place you fight at. They're
yeah,
like, you gotta go, get your blood work, do this.
Especially when you have to get caught for the common shit. You don't deserve a fight.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, like, you know how they say, like, they can't even take aspirin. It's like, hey, you have to get too far.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even eat flowers no more or walk through a room where people are smoking weed. Like,
I still don't want her to win a fight because of that
joke. Somebody on Twitter said that Rodion being a controversial figure makes him an easy target right now. But, like, we've seen, as you were saying, we've seen these situations play out too many times where, you know.
Yeah, where it's like these days, you have to, like,
because
I mean, if
you can't be like, oh, shit, how dare you?
Well, like,
cause
this is different. You look at Verdum in his body, and you're like, okay, if he's taking steroids, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, for sure.
It's not like a V-twin thing, but he's all,
yeah.
You can tell.
Or it's like, the skin's just stuck to the muscle.
Yeah.
It's all
so it's like, now, I think that now people, like, when people get caught, they're like, oh, and they like, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
For a lot more than before.
Yeah, for sure.
But in special cases, like Vitor, if he got popped, you wouldn't, and you're not surprised. I mean, not anymore. I mean, now if he got popped, I'd be like, oh, Vitor's doing it wrong now, too. But back in the day when he was TRT Vitor, you wouldn't be surprised that he got popped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd probably be surprised when if Brock passes a test.
For sure. I'm like, oh, sure. Like, you seriously didn't do anything?
But like you look at
I think he shot
me. It's like when you're like, oh,
I finally learned how to beat this.
Oh, no. He's a steroid, huh? I don't know, it's funny.
I saw Caitlin Stammen won a pro contract with Invicta FC by winning the
like a lottery or something?
The shoe one. There was a tournament.
Was like a raffle. Like,
WCFL tournament, 135-pound tournament. I think over this past weekend, she beat her way to an Invicta pro contract.
Isn't that like a supermarket parking lot?
No,
man, no one told me.
I know, like, that's not fair.
So, Sandra brother is going to win an Invicta contract.
Imagine this. Maybe that's how we're going to have to do it.
Fighting in the aisle, son.
I think the SC 29 is going down. Not 29, sorry.
I feel like I heard that Paige Van Zandt got fake goods. She's like, here. Yeah, she's like, I wanted them, so I bought them. And that's cool. Like,
yeah, whatever.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
My whole thing was, remember, didn't they almost not let Pearl Gonzalez fight?
Yeah.
It was like this big deal, and I was like, oh, man, that's a bad move for me. I would have waited until after fighting or something, but it's like,
she's so little.
I was just wondering, like, how if that affects her at all. Like, is there some places she's not going to be able to fight?
I feel like she's so little.
Like, a little bit.
Like, you know.
And I got you had a little bit more weight because you got a little bit more weight on the top. You ladies, it's not okay.
I'm victim. She's 30.
Hey, more power to her. I wasn't saying it in a negative way. I was just I was just wondering if it's going to affect certain places where she can fight now.
That is interesting. Invicta FC 30 is going down July 21st. Of course, in Kansas City.
It's expensive to do anything out here.
I know. I know. Jenny Price, you know, Mina Grustenberg. I think that's all they really have for that one right now. Maybe that girl who just got her pro contract will get on this.
Oh, I don't know if we talked about it last time. I know Tatiana Suarez beat Alexa Grasso pretty easily.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about it.
But what I was thinking is, like, I want to see her fight someone like Andrade or Gedalia, see what happens. Gedalia fights today, but I'm just saying.
I think Tatiana Suarez is.
I think she's the next. I think she's the best person in one of the 115.
And I'm not usually up for, like, people skipping along, but there's just so, I feel there's such a gap going on right now.
She's going through these girls like butter.
Yeah, I definitely want to, and like, she's doing it, you know, she's like making her way up, but as you said, she's going through them like nothing. So I want to see her up against somebody who has what it takes to beat her, you know, rather than her having what it takes.
Because I feel like Andrade should get the next title fight.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like if Gedalia wins today, who should fight?
Garza.
Oh, yeah. That's the fight I
want. When you kind of throw out her opponent, it's like, oh, yeah, see, this is what she has in front of her. You know, so.
Yeah, I think that, I think in general, that's the fight I want to see the most in someone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, if you book that fight, I'm like, oh, I'm watching that.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I can't work that day.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think of all the things, but I can't think of nothing. Go on the internet.
Brian Keller? That said, Colby annoys me a little bit, but if you can get a million fans to hate you and want to see you lose, that's a million people watching your fight and perhaps following you.
I don't know if...
Yeah.
I feel like more than anything, they're not going to watch it because of you.
I think he crosses the line.
Yeah, his trash talk is completely different. Like, he said he was going to beat up Joe Rogan. Okay. Like, what are you even talking about? Because he said something on his podcast? Go ahead, go try to fight Joe Rogan. He will back kick you across the stage, sir. And how about this? No one's even going to let you touch Joe Rogan, by the way. I wouldn't even let you touch Joe Rogan. People are going to whoop your ass for trying to touch Joe Rogan.
That's what I'm saying. He crosses a line. He's more disrespectful. But everything that comes out towards each person, you could think Joe Rogan,
anybody.
Everybody that he's had something to say, it's all crossed the line of disrespect. He took it too far, and I think that's what it makes, like you said, it makes me not want to even watch the fight that he's involved
in. Yeah, it's a different thing. Like,
a shit fuck, you know?
But at least there was skill. Like, Cody Anderson, I know he's fighting for the belt, but I don't think he deserves it right yet. You know, I think he needs to fight a few other people. So, for me, it's not the same because in my head, he doesn't have the skill to back up the trash talk yet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's more like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It just seems like not even from the, I don't know, like the place that it's coming from is just so ignorant.
Exactly.
John Jones is even talking shit on him. John Jones was like, you're a piece of shit. And he was like,
There's no other way to explain it. It's just straight out. Like,
joking around, he was like $50,000 to someone who hits Colby Covington with a boomerang when he's walking out. And he put LOL just because someone will do it.
I would do it.
They're in Chicago. Don't tell me no gang member. He's going to be like, oh, Fitty D. The boomerang shops are out of boomerangs because everybody's trying to get that money. You sign your name on it and your number. So we can, like, they get the one I hit them. Get that photo. There's just, like, no class. Very classless. And, like, he's not someone that anybody should want to represent the UFC anyway. I mean, if he wins the belt tonight.
But that's the truth.
Oh.
That is our UFC show.
Oh, but then you get the drama of people going after him. It's like, I don't even want to see it.
But that's
how far is he going to take a beef with Tyron Woodley? If you really, really think about it, are we going to be acceptable if he racially crosses the line talking to Tyron Woodley?
I don't think he knows any other way but to do it in a disrespectful level. So it's like, yeah.
He's already disrespecting Brazilians like no other.
Yeah.
So
it makes you feel like you don't want to watch because you don't want people to hear how shit is.
Yes, exactly. I don't think he represents you in any way, shape, or form.
So you're not even willing to give him, like, that however few bucks that he's going to get from you watching during that time. Nope.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Do I want Dozon just to kick his ass? Yes, because he needs an ass beating because he's so disrespectful. But I'm not watching it for that to happen. I don't even care
about it. And that's the thing with Connor and Floyd is you're watching it to watch him lose or win, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying this card just for Colby Covington to win or lose. They're watching it. He's on it, but I'm watching it for this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody's like, you're in the UFC fight only because I want to see Colby Covington lose. No one's going to be doing that. You know what I mean?
It's honestly, when I was looking for a picture to post with the show, it's like the fucking pictures they had CM Punk and Mike Jackson. So they have these two title fights, CM Punk and Mike Jackson. I said, why the fuck are they on the banner? Like, it doesn't even make sense. Holly Holm on before him, there's someone else before him. Like,
you know,
they're both 0-1.
You know, with CM Punk, a lot of people were defending him this year, or this fight around, because he's a nice guy and stuff, and people who don't feel like he deserves to be there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Maybe he is a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's not his fault he's on the pay-per-view. Maybe it's part of his contract.
Uh-huh.
Cool, get it. Hey, you should be doing
it. If it was offered to me, I would say yes.
Yeah, that's what you can't get mad at.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that I can't be upset because I don't feel like he earned his place, because he did it.
No.
He did not earn his place. He does not belong in that case. Mm-hmm. Maybe now that he's been training, if he's consistently been training and really, really putting in an effort, he looks even two times better than he did against Mickey Gall? Maybe. But, like, you still have to prove it. But I still don't feel like he earned her place. Like, I just feel like Ronda earned her place in the WWE, so it goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Go both ways.
Exactly.
And it was like, oh, how come people can't do career changes? You can.
Do your thing.
But, like, it's,
you're right.
It's like, yeah. No, it is. But it's also like, if he was like, oh, you know what? I've never played. I mean, I kind of strum a little, but I'm going to start a band. And then that band is going to be the co-main event of Lollapalooza. And you're like, what the fuck? And all these other bands, like, been hurting their feet
right.
for 10 years. And they're like, what the fuck? Same shit.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, how about at work?
Honestly, you know what I think it is? I think they almost felt bad for him. And that's it. But it's like, it's just fine. I totally, hey, that's cool that you came over and you tried it, and it sucks that you lost, and I feel bad because you really obviously put some emotion into it. You got upset about that, and you're still going.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But I don't need to be at a level of a CM Punk fan or respect. Or, it's cool. If he comes up and makes his way up, I'll see what happens.
And if he makes it out into the cage, yeah. Because, I mean, he didn't even do open workouts because he was too much anxiety. Like, I get you have to give him props for getting back in the cage again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even when James Toney did it and got smashed on by Randy Couture, nobody was really watching him. Everybody watched CM Punk do it.
Yeah.
And it's probably super embarrassing.
Yeah.
So you do have to give him the credit of trying again.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving him credit until I see how he's tried. Has he improved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just, that was his only fight ever in MMA. No amateur, no nothing.
I feel like it's unnecessary credit.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't be forced to give. He's down there. If we're being real, it doesn't matter who he was, he's down there in the MMA world. So, like I said.
And this guy's even worse. And
they're both 0-1. That's why I was like, why are they on the thing? Whatever.
They're both 0-1. They both fought Mickey Gall. And CM Punk lost longer with Mickey Gall than fucking Jackson did. And you're like, and he's mad about it too, but you tell me that Mike Jackson, who I don't even know who he is, it's a very common name, so it's probably the only reason I know it is. CM Punk deserves to be higher up than Joseph Benavidez and Sergio Pettis. I mean, Benavidez used to run the short game. The little game,
yeah.
He's a company man. And, you know, he doesn't really deserve that.
I think it was Kaposa. He said, what kind of message does Baron Pettis Benavidez on the fight pass prelims say to the flyweight division? Sergio headlined a Fox Sports 1 card 10 months ago, and Benavidez was a tough coach the last time he was active. Makes me think 125 is hanging by a thread.
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, they're trying to do Johnson versus, I think they're trying to do that fight again. I think so. And you're like, he needs to move up. he needs to move up. There's no challenger for him. And that's what you always tell people, right? When there's no one in the division, either you go up or you go down.
Yeah.
There is no down. There's no 115, and you ain't seen that. So, and you already beat all these guys. Why not? The best fights for you are at 35. DJ versus fucking Shaw or versus, what's his name? The other guy. Not Garbrandt. But, I mean, that would give fight two. The one that fought TJ that we should be champ. Dominic Cruz. Those are all really good fights, even just to see what happens. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
To challenge yourself. Like, and you're at the stage where you can call those guys out and go to them. And you know what I mean? And I just understand why he's not doing those things. You have to. That's why the 125 division is still a fuck. Nobody's watching it for anything.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like people who fight and, like, fuck your weight. If you're a fighter, like how Sergio Pettis is and Joseph Benavidez, fuck your weight. You don't deserve to be on fight.
Yeah. Actually, I just don't understand why CM Punk and Mike Jackson or 0-1 are on the pay-per-view. When you look at the people that are on prelims, early prelims, you could have, all you needed was one fight to replace the CM Punk, and you got CM Punk up there instead. It's no sense.
I mean, I would have taken off this one, bottom one of the prelims on FS1, the Shot Culture, this is, and put switch them. It should have been like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people on the Fight Pass ones too. You know, there's Shot Evans, who just deserves to be at home.
Yeah, that one could have stayed off.
Clay Guida, he's fighting because it's Chicago. And Oliveira, I mean, it's not a bad card.
Yeah, no,
like, so some people have to go on Fight Pass, but it just seems that
we picked the wrong people.
Well, but, like, also, okay, if you're, okay, think about it like this. If you're trying to promote something like Fight Pass, right, and you need to sell, you need to put names on there. Why wouldn't you put CM Punk on there? Because everybody's going to get Fight Pass.
Yeah,
because
that's what you guys are using them for. Anyway, it's just the name, obviously. If you were saying how he didn't show up to the, or he couldn't do open weigh-ins because of his anxiety, this is only his second fight. The first one is that it's very emotional.
Okay, embarrassing.
I bet, you know, he obviously tried. And if it is the case that it was too much for him, I understand having a love for the sport now, but some people don't need to fight. And maybe that's where he's at. Maybe he just needs to enjoy the training of it and the, you know, camaraderie, the being in the gym, but not actually take it to the fight level because that's too much for him. You know, like me, I feel like even if I, like, was the best and I trained so much, it might be different for me stepping into a fight. Like, I would cry when I would hit girls with softball. So trying to fight, like, I might not be able, it might, like,
yeah,
get
where
the
is,
anxiety.
Like,
it's and
something
I feel,
that I, like, I want to venture facing. You know, like,
exactly,
we're like,
yeah, for sure. I think if that's the case with this fight, too, that is, this isn't for him. And you just need to stop.
And I it's not something you could have done a battle for. Like,
yeah, not as a big face.
Yeah.
You should have seen what it was really like.
You should have went to Canadian football instead of, or like arena football instead of the NFL. But that's what I'm saying about, that is like him saying he wants to play football and then going and playing on the Patriots.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, how'd you get there? Like, what the?
Yeah. Oh, you never caught a ball in your life? Come play wide receiver for the Patriots. Don't worry. Tom Brady will put it where you need it.
That's crazy.
That's why it's like, oh yeah, no, I am allowed to not like the fact that I feel like he, you know, doesn't deserve to be there. Doesn't mean I don't respect the fact that he is getting back up again.
No, yeah, for sure. So, UFC 225 is going down tonight. Early prelims on Fight Pass will start at 6:15 Eastern, 3:15 Pacific. He's starting off with Mike Santiago taking on Dan IG.
You know what? I don't know who those guys are, but I think I've seen Dan Algie, and he looked good in that picture, so I'm going with him.
Clay Guida, 34-14, taking on Charles Oliveira, 22-8.
You know, that one part, I'm going to go for the hometown guy. I'm going to go with Clay Guida. I think, not the thing, I think there's a chance that Oliveira would win. There is, for sure. I think he could, if he wins, he's going to win by submission. But, you know, I just got to, like, kind of give the hometown guy, like, you know,
yeah.
Nod.
Especially, I mean, Cuda, he's on a 2-1 streak. Alvarez coming off a loss, Paul Felder. And Cuda, you know, like, sometimes I trip out, though, when he's on the card. They're like, oh, shit, oh, my God, he's so fine.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to mention, I ended up watching that Marlon Moreau's Jimmy Rivera fight.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching it with Paul because I was like, oh, Paul, you got to watch this. They promised to stand up and bang. And they did, but that fight only lasted 1 minute. He switch kicked him with the left to the fucking dome, and it didn't really hurt him. Like, it hurt him and he fell, but it didn't, like, even Paul was like, oh, it kind of looked like it slid off his head. And I was like, yeah, but the ground pound got up.
Yeah.
But it was still really nice. But I can't believe it only lasted 1 minute. Like, I thought that fight was going to be, like, you know,
like a good loss.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was excited. I recorded it. I went in the living room. I was like, yeah, let's do it. But it was, I remember I kept telling Paul that that fucking switch kick was beautiful because it was so quick. Like, you didn't even see the switch.
Like, how he was like, oh, it looked like a split off. It's like, yeah, you didn't even see the damage.
I was like, did you even see his leg switch, Paul? Did you see that? It was beautiful. It was a beautiful kick. And I thought I should mention that.
Justin Benavidez, 25-4, taking on Sergio Pettis, 16-3. Benavidez currently on a 6-win streak. Pettis, he's coming off that loss to Henry Cejudo at 218. What do you got on this?
He's been more active.
Mm-hmm.
Benavidez has been out for a long time.
Yeah, his black fight was 2016.
But I will say this. He is not at Team Alpha Male anymore because he moved to Vegas.
I think
because it's like his girl works for the UFC and like the headquarters in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So he's at Extreme Couture. And it's changed his feeling, and I think that might be good for him. And he's been getting all the benefits of the UFC.
Yeah.
Institution too. And I've always loved, been a fan of the Beefcake, so I'm going to go with Joseph Benavidez. I still think he's got it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with Pettis, I'm not sure about him right now. I'm not sure about him, you know, even though before this last loss, he was on like a 4-win streak. I just didn't feel like I knew how he was coming in. Like, he was kind of iffy even on his own fight game. It just sometimes, you know, was like he was all over the place in his fight. You never really just saw him, like, improving or, I don't know. Benavidez, it has been a while, was that he was getting, who knows if the change scenery is going to benefit him or, you know.
He's been a while to just
yeah.
So he's barely settling in.
He's in. Or
he also got Lance Palmer from, I don't know, and did his camp with him. And so it's not like he's completely out of, like, the Alpha Male scene.
Yeah.
So he does have familiarity, so I think it's going to be fine.
Nice. It'll be interesting. I think I'm going to go with Benavidez on some too. Rashad Evans, 24-7 versus Anthony Smith, 28-13. Evans is on a 4-loss streak. Anthony Smith, he's coming off a loss to Thiago Santos for that. He had a few wins. 14 of his wins have been by knockout or TKO. Evans' last win was versus Chael Sonnen back in 2013.
5 years he hasn't won.
5 years. And 5 years he hasn't been looking that great and losing. So
just if I can stay behind the desk, sir. For me, this is what I hope happens. I hope he gets the CM Punk treatment in the sense of Mickey Gall. He kind of just took him down, didn't really beat him up, and then submitted him.
Uh-huh.
I don't want no head trauma in this fight. Please let him go easily. Just put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Put him out faster. Put him to sleep.
And that's the thing that makes it worse. We said he's fought way too much lately for someone who should not be fighting anymore. And you were saying he was thinking about retiring, right?
Even with the win. Yeah, he was saying he doesn't rule out. So I didn't watch the interview.
He doesn't rule
like,
it out. So he didn't say he's gonna.
But I think it's the closest he's been to saying it.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have watched it because I wanted to see his speaking and I didn't. So I can't really say too much about it. But you're on the prelim on Fight Pass. You haven't won in 5 years. Let's just hang out with your kids, man.
It was all right. It's been time, and it's more than anything. It's so scary with each fight that he takes. Like, you don't even want to see it because you're afraid of the type of ass beating he might get and if it's going to be the last move, you know? Like,
and also, you're like, well, he also had to do fight camp after this, huh?
Yeah.
How many punches did he take?
It's fucking scary. This guy is not okay. And it's...
I don't want to see Diego do it anymore. I don't want to see BJ Penn do it
anymore. No. And for the sake of it, gives you that ugly, scary feeling.
Pretty soon, I don't want to see Justin Gaethje do it anymore either. That fucking guy just is like a punching bag.
Yeah, he just keeps going.
He just lets people hit him and is like, well, I'm still moving forward to it. Look cool. Get some wrestling thing.
Yeah. You got to try. Like, you should been trained. You got to try to do somewhere.
People with the caliber of hands in the UFC.
No, I think being in it, being around it, like, you have to know that is not a smart move. You got to stop doing that to yourself. It's not. There's nothing cool about it. You're not going to look cool.
Oh, no, it's cool.
there's not going to be anything cool looking about it when you're up there drooling on yourself for the rest of your life.
The only problem with that is, like, that's, we're not paying attention then.
That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
That's what's sad.
Yeah.
He's doing it for your entertainment, and you're not going to give two shits when he's drooling on himself.
Yeah.
That. Shot Evans, it definitely needs to be the last fight, and I definitely hope it ends very easily, very quickly. Don't drag it out. Don't hit him too many times. Maybe trip him a little and it'll knock him out right there.
Woo, woo, woo. And then
just hit him. Put him to sleep.
Prelims will be on Fox Sports 1. That starts at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Peter Shaw's Colts here taking on Chris Taylor.
No, I don't think I know them. I mean, I've heard their names, but not, like, I've never seen them fight.
Ricardo Lamas taking on Sad Sexton.
Yeah, obviously Lamas has been going through some shit.
Yeah.
Like, losing. but, like, I like that guy.
Uh-huh.
And, I think he's a really great fighter. So I gotta go with Ricardo Lamas in this one. 12-1.
12-1. His only loss is Baron Elkin. He got knocked out.
Because Ricardo can knock you out, but obviously we've seen he can get knocked out now too. So
yeah, he too got knocked out.
I wonder where we're at on his chin these days.
Ooh.
Okay, I almost farted.
No, don't. Because I just almost threw up. So it's going to be a bad chin event. Gedalia taking
Claudia.
On. Claudia. Gedalia taking on Carla Esparza. Gedalia is 15-3. Everyone's two have been by knockout or TKO. 7 submissions, 6 decisions. She's lost 3 decision fights. One of those being Jessica Andrade at UFC Fight Night 117. Before that, she beat Carolina Swalkowicz, Courtney Casey. Her other 2 losses go to Yodé Tet. She was the only one. 4, she beat Cynthia Calvillo at UFC 219. That one went all the way. She beat Marina Meraz. That one went all the way. Her last loss was to Brandon Marcos, which split decision. She too has lost to Yodetta at UFC 185, got knocked out in round 2. I'm going with Gedalia on this one.
Yeah, I like Gedalia. I like her skills. She still is one of the best in her division.
I think Esparza did look good in the last fight, but she also is another person who's kind of back and forth in her fight game. And
I'm looking at a huge fan.
Yeah. I don't know. Not too excited or exciting, especially going up against someone like Delia. I think they're a little bit of a different level, but I've been wrong before. We'll see. I'm going to go with Delia on this one. Overeem versus Curtis.
Blade?
Is it Blade?
Yeah.
I thought they said it differently.
Blade is?
Maybe. Blade. Overeem, 43-16. 43-16. And how old is the guy?
37?
Considering the record. He just lost to Francis Ngannou at UFC 218. He got knocked out.
He got murdered.
I mean,
he's kind of ghost.
He's finding ghosts.
Dude, that's a murder day.
That's crazy. Before that, he beat Verdu. Mark Hunt, he knocked out at UFC 209. Curtis is 9-1. Of his wins, 7 have been by knockout or TKO, 2 by decision. He has 1 knockout or TKO loss. He beat Mark Hunt at UFC 221. That one went all the way. He had a decision this past February. Are you going for the ghost? Are you going for Curtis?
Dude, how do you not root for a fucking ghost? There's no way. I'm not a big Overeem fan in the sense of I don't like his personality.
Yeah, for sure.
Curtis, I can't pick someone 43-16 over someone 9-1. I just can't.
And I feel the same way with Overeem. I'm not the biggest fan of his. I have never been, but he does the job, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
Once I'm gonna pick Overeem.
And his knees are always dangerous, so.
He looks good. Like I said, he gets the job done, so you gotta give credit where credit's due. Go for a fucking ghost.
Go for a fucking ghost.
Main card will start at 7.
Oh, is that main card?
Yeah. Yeah, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Starting off with CM Punk for Mike Jackson.
Yeah.
Both 0-1. All I got for you guys. As you said, they were both to Nikki Gall. So. Do you even pick? CM Punk, I hope you get a win.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Nobody wants it.
No,
so
because,
bad.
Because nobody should be able to just pick it. Like, okay, he's also fighting someone shitty.
That's why. At least.
No.
He's not going up against some.
Here's how I tell you what.
Experience.
Mike Jackson has been trying to be a fighter for a long time. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's why he's in the
match. Yeah.
He can't beat CM Punk. He needs to go behind the desk.
They both got to stop.
So
yeah.
I'm going to need Mike Jackson to represent for the real MMA community.
Okay. Gotcha.
And not let somebody just walk on over and beat you.
Yeah, that's true.
But if CM Punk wins, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that because, hell, if Mike Jackson wins, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah. This is for the
CM Punk versus Tyron Woodley next. that's the thing. It doesn't help Mike Jackson out either. Like, nobody wins in this fight.
It's just happening. That's all it is. It's
just
happening. They're letting them.
Yeah.
Andre Arlovsky taking on
Sure.
Arlovsky 27-15.
Bam Bam, right? Bam Bam?
I didn't write it down. I don't know.
I'm just saying, that's the only way to say his name.
Arlovsky, of his wins, 17 have been by knockout or TKO. Three submissions, 7 decisions. Bam Bam?
I believe so, yeah.
I believe it. 7. I saw 9-0 and 7-0. 7-0 all by knockout or TKO. 2-0 in the UFC. I don't know how Bam Bam guy is, but when you talk about picking experience over, you know.
Okay, but here's the difference with that one.
All
right. He's a winning up-and-come player.
Uh-huh.
Who did he beat last? He beat someone then.
After?
Before that?
Rashad Coulter? That's all that he's had in the UFC.
With him, I think he really is on the up and up. So.
Uh-huh.
I think that's.
Like I said, they've all been knockouts or TKOs, so obviously.
And then, you know, I know that Alistar's been losing too, but Orlovsky's been getting knocked out.
He was on the 5-loss. He beat Struve at UFC 222. And
everybody beat Struve. Struve doesn't know how to use his length.
That's
fucking
true.
Retarded. Whoever coaches
him pisses me off. Right.
Oh.
It pisses me off with him because it's like he can. But he doesn't know how, and there's no reason why, because he's fighting these people, and he's just there. He's just to fight. He's like, no.
It's so annoying watching him fight and not use his body to his advantage.
He's like
the one that's the most annoying fighters watch.
He can, like, put his arms up on the gate like nothing, like, just rest them.
Hold him out like on his head, and just kick him. But if you use front kicks better, you use kicks better. I mean, your legs are longer than your arms, but it's even more distant. I don't understand it, man. Anyways, none of
your. Oh, yeah. Arlovsky.
I like Arlovsky, but I feel like he's on the way down,
mm-hmm.
and Bam Bam's on the way up.
Whereas
when it comes to Overeem and Curtis Blaydes, I don't feel like. I feel like Overeem's just Overeem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, I don't know this Bam Bam guy. I don't know what.
He's like Samoan. Big Samoan dude.
That's what I say. I don't even know what he looks like.
Because
when I think of Arlovsky, I think of like a.
He's way bigger than Arlovsky. Like, yeah.
All right.
Like, yeah.
That's fucking crazy, though. That's crazy. That's
the weight class.
But for this guy, like, that, you know, like, I don't even know who he is, but he's going up against him with 27-15. That's where he's at in his MMA career right now. You know, like, that's how well he's doing knocking people out. That's crazy.
Wait, they do call him Bam Bam.
Nice.
Oh, he's not that much bigger than Arlovsky, actually. He's not bigger than Arlovsky.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I thought I would walk too far.
He almost, I mean, I can't tell you anything with that shirt on because he looks cool.
He seems like a bigger dude than Orlovsky.
Uh-huh.
He likes to dance with him. He's like a bigger dude. Like, I feel like he's like a bigger dude.
Uh-huh. A different kid.
Like a Mark Hunt bigger.
Yeah. Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson. Hold
I think you said that wrong. Confidence, Megan.
Megan Anderson. You know when you want to
tell
someone.
In America, you're Megan, bitch. I would say,
you know when you want to tell someone, that's not how you say your name.
Yeah. Yeah. But in a different way, you're like, well, that's how you say me. M-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking about meth?
Meth?
You're like, meth. Talking about meth?
Holm 11-4, up and wins 8 have been by knockout or TKO, 3 decision. She is coming off her loss to Cyborg at UFC 219, unanimous decision loss. She beat Betch Kohea at UFC Fight Night 111 with a knockout in round 3. She lost to Domaine de Randamie, unanimous decision. Valentina Shevchenko, unanimous decision, which I thought the Shevchenko wins. So, Misha Tate. With the rear naked choke in round 5. Before that, she was, those are her losses. She was 10 win streak all the way down. Ronda Rousey, Marion Renault, Pennington, Megan Anderson is 8-2. Upper wins 4 have been by knockout or TKO. 2 submission, 2 decisions. She is on a 4 win streak. She beat Charmaine. Oh, but I think Charmaine. Charmaine Tweet at Invicta 21.
Make very mad easy. So.
TKO round 2. Peggy Morgan, Invicta 18.
Easy. Daywalker, get out of here with that shit.
Amanda Bell, Invicta 17.
Yeah, she hasn't been the same since Marisha Fair knocked her out.
Amber Leibrock, Invicta 15.
She's way bigger than Amber Leibrock, huh? Isn't she way bigger than Amber Leibrock?
I would imagine.
Those are your big 4 names. I mean, you just told me Holly Holm fought Cyborg. She's fought Misha Tate.
Megan
fought Ronda Rousey. She fought even Marion Renault, Raquel Pennington.
Well, Anderson's 2 losses go to Cindy Dandois at Invicta 14. And we
who the
saw
fuck is Disney Princess?
We saw that fight.
Uh-huh.
And Megan actually was bad. I remember that's when she first came in. And we were like, oh, this girl, you know, she might do some damage. And they were horrible. And Zoe Schuster?
Yeah.
She
won't talk about spinning.
Holly
she
Holm.
She also said something along the lines of, I don't need to beat Holly Holmes in order to know I can beat Cyborg. Yeah, you do. Because if you can't beat Holly, you can't beat Cyborg.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Charmaine Tweet, that was her last big fight. And from my, I recall, Charmaine Tweet was beating some ass before it got good and she got her.
You're right.
We
were at that fight too, I think.
Her nose or something.
Were we at that fight too? No, I think
no.
No,
that one. I think that was
someone else. But
we saw the Charmaine Tweet Cyborg fight.
Yeah. My thing is this, and again, Corey, don't get sad, but even Charmaine Tweet hasn't been the same since Cyborg beat that ass.
No, and that was cheap. Knocked her
that's
out
the one we're at, yeah.
Right away. So, and like I said, when Charmaine Tweet came back and she, you know, was beating that ass, and that's how you became champ off Charmaine Tweet, you know? And Charmaine Tweet hurts.
Well, she's great. Here's my thing, Megan. She can hit taps good, whatever. But I feel like when I watch her fights, there's never that much power in it.
No.
If you're going up against somebody like Holly Holmes, who her whole life has been hitting women, it's not going to be hard
to
do.
See, there is a picture of them, and it was the back of Holly. She had clothes on. It wasn't like her stomach. Was like, her fucking thigh. Oh, my God. She's a bitch. And you were saying how people were saying that medium is strong. Or,
yeah.
But
I think she's just tall.
I don't understand where they saw that.
Well, also, you know, Megan has gone into this journey of getting strong, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen it all. No, I'm saying, like,
uh-huh.
She's showed it up, like, oh, you know, this is what I looked like last year, and I, you know, got my body
yeah.
better, and that's awesome. Holly Holmes, this has been her way of life. in that sense of her body and stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like she's the newer, she's pretty, she has an accent, she's tall, she has a, she looks good.
Mm-hmm. She
looks I don't really think that she smiles real nice, apparently. I don't really
mm-hmm.
like, I just think that when it comes down to it, people aren't really looking 100% at her skills.
Exactly.
And you go through the list and you're like, oh, okay, okay. And in all honesty, like a casual fan,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to know who Charmaine Tooth is.
No.
And I'm not going to know who that other girl is.
No.
Or Amber Lee Brock or, you know, some of these girls. So, I mean, I think she's going to be a body. Probably not.
So that's the thing. It didn't make sense to me if people were basing it off her fight that they would say, oh, she's strong. No, because I didn't see that. I thought I was going to see that. But I didn't see that. And I get that she looks strong. She looks great. Her body looks amazing. But that doesn't tell me anything about her skill level because I know what she was at.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how
she
far
she's
come. Exactly.
And then also there's you gotta realize that confidence of, yeah, she didn't beat Cyborg, but she went the rounds in Cyborg.
It went all the way.
And talk about confidence through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that. Also, you weren't looking for Charmaine Tweet and all these other people to kick you in the face. And that's what Holly's going to do. She's going to throw her 1-2 left kick a lot. And
mm-hmm.
she's going to throw other kicks a lot. And I just don't know how much Negan's had that come at her.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if Cyborg's the goal for her, I don't believe it. But if Cyborg's the goal for her, I don't think that's something that, like, you expect to come from Cyborg. Even though Cyborg's skilled and she can do all that, you just imagine she can come and knock you out type deal. So that's what you're looking at. So Holly Holm, she has it all around. She is going to bring a lot of everything. She's fast. She's strong. The people she's gone up against.
In her camp. This is a great camp.
Yeah.
Where did Megan train at? I know she didn't leave the United States.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's
going.
And I just think, like,
I honestly feel like it's a different level. Who knows? Maybe, you know, all I can do is based
off
the
bright lights, too, right? Megan is only has this is her first UFC fight.
It is.
And this is her bread and butter. She's fought on the biggest stage. You know, everybody is watching her when she fought Ronda Rousey. Everybody. She's used to the eyeballs. And the Ronda fight's the bigger fight.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, she really has.
That's why I think Holly Holm is a different level fighter than Megan.
Yeah.
Not to say that eventually Megan can't get there, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But
I think it was
not there right
I
now.
I just think it was easy for her to get where she is now because of how little people there is.
I mean, especially body wise, because you know there's all these 35 going up to 45 to try and fight these girls. Like, well, no, Megan, since she walks around at 175,
she's a big girl.
Just perfect. She could be the future of the 145 division. That's so. I'm not taking everything away from her. I'm saying at this moment in time, I got Holly Holm.
Holly Holm. Not Megan.
Yeah,
I'm going with Holm on this one for sure. I know some people are saying it's going to go all the way.
Because
it's a possibility, but
I feel like Holly Holm's not always a killer.
Yeah, she just kind of like lets
she'll
the
dance
fight.
Around you.
Yeah,
she'll win on points.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But if she just decides she
wants to kill you,
I think she's like, I think it would do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I see some sort of front kick thing happening today.
Sure. Rafael Dos Anjos taking on Colby Covington. Dos Anjos 28-9. He's currently on a 3-win streak. He beat Robbie Lawler. Man of Decision, No Magni. Sakhin. Black loss with Tony Ferguson. Unanimous Decision. He lost to Eddie Alvarez. TKO. Covington 13-1. His only loss was to Warley L.
Mm-hmm.
UFC 194. Since then, he's been on 5-win streak. He's Damian Maya, UFC Fighting 119, went all the way.
Oh, no stand up having Damian Maya. Okay, go for it.
Dong Hyun Kim, unanimous decision.
Okay, hold on.
Brian Barberina, unanimous decision.
Okay, but he's only famous for beating Sage Northcutt.
Max Griffin, Jonathan Waller.
Okay.
So
I'm always America. Team America.
Yeah.
And DeSantis is not a Kingsperson anymore. However, somebody needs to beat the shit out of this guy because he is a terrible, terrible representation of some of the people that are in, I mean, it is a lot of people that are in the United States these days, but he's not a good ambassador for the sport, I don't feel like.
No.
I don't feel like he deserves this. He's definitely talked his way to this position more than anything.
Which doesn't make any sense.
And if you're excited that you beat no hands having Damian Maia, go for it, because Dos Anjos is coming with the fucking hammer. He punch your face in, sir. And I don't know if you're ready for that.
I don't.
He's not afraid of you.
I don't think he has any idea, because Dos Anjos is one of those guys that fuck shit up many different ways.
Also, you've probably never been kicked like you're going to get kicked tonight.
Oh.
And I just think he has a rude awakening, and I hope Dos Anjos knocks him out. Or he's you know, I don't even want to knock out. I don't want to knock out. And then I want to see him get pieced up. I want to see some blood, but I don't want to knock out because I don't want it to be like, oh, he got lucky. It's one punch. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
I want a submission. I want to see Colby Covington tap. I want him to give up tonight.
You could choke a little first. Choke a little first.
No. Break his arm or something. Make him tap. Make him have to give up. I think that's more embarrassing for some people than getting knocked out and stuff. But like, oh, look at the quitter, Colby Covington.
Take it.
You know what I mean? Oh, you had to give up. Go to sleep. A real American would have got his arm broken. You know, Donald Trump doesn't tap.
Donald Trump doesn't tap.
So for me, besides the fact that I don't like Colby Covington, Dos Anjos is a very good fighter. One of the best fighters. He looks great at 170 since moving up to 170. He is amazing. And I think this is going to want to be one of those nights where it's like you see that he kind of just got in there with his mouth.
You see why the rankings need to make sense.
You can't pick with emotions.
No, for sure.
And I Dos Anjos is going to get the biggest Brazilian party ever.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be in America. Chicago, Illinois, right? I bet you there will be the chant in Brazil of you're going to die like they always do. In America! Hear that chant. That's how much he's not like.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's scary.
And then
you got to realize you're shithead when, like, you get a whole country to hate you.
Your own country. In a foreign country.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
scary.
I mean, like, those people wish everybody that walks down that thing death. That's happened there. But, I mean, they literally. Like, you.
Like they'll do it.
Remember, like, they had to get security for his thing? He's not.
That's what I'm saying. If they're the ones that can get their hands on him. Colby Covington
ain't coming out of Brazil if he ever goes. And unless Dos Anjos will beat them tonight. Like, the only way he could go back to Brazil is Dos Anjos beat them tonight. Because he's like, all right, you know what's up.
Now you know that.
Now you know. I got Dos Anjos. I just think he's a very good fighter.
For sure. Robert Whittaker taking on Yoel Romero. As you said, it's no longer a title fight. Whittaker, 20-4 of his wins. 9 have been by knockout or TKO. 5 submission, 5 decision. He's currently on a win streak. He beat Romero before at UFC 213. That one went all the way. He beat Jacare, TKO, Brunson, TKO, Natal, Uriah Hall, Brad Tavares. His last loss was to Stephen Thompson at UFC 170, the TKO in round 1 back in 2014. Romero, 13-2 of his wins, 11 have been by knockout or TKO, 2 decision. He beat Luke Rockhold at UFC 221 with a knockout in round 3. His loss to Whittaker. He beat Weidman, Jacare, Machida, Kennedy, Tavares. Both guys have obviously been up against their fair share of, like, talent. Whittaker wants this. I don't even know that it matters so much who it's against, but Whittaker wants to win so bad. Romero came in a little bit overweight. Not his first time. punish him at some point. I'm gonna go with Whitaker on this one.
Yeah, like Whitaker, he's a champ, and he's like the legit champ. You know, there's not an interim fight. He's the champ, and I think with Romero coming underweight, but even before that, Whitaker beat him on one leg, and he's pissed at him today. So, I think Robert Whitaker is the 185 division right now. I mean, he hasn't lost in four years. He is the one to beat right now. It's just hard to go against someone who's already beat that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I think he'll get a finish this time around. I think he's going to win. Like, he's going to knock him out.
Does it drop in money wise since it's not a title fight then?
Maybe not, because he's not the one who missed the weight.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no, I showed up before.
Right.
You got to pay me my money.
That's interesting.
The UFC should definitely pay him his money, because he showed up for it.
Yeah. And if fucking he could get a championship, even with losing. I mean, even coming in, you know, like, wasn't a title fight, but you had a champ, crazy. He should get the money that's owed him. So that is going down tonight, pay-per-view. Or catch a couple cards on Fox Sports 1, Fight Pass. Anything else from you, Andrew?
I think I can begin that special.
Try to be back next weekend. See how life goes. Thank you guys for tuning in, sister. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our sponsors, Native Rose Meal Prep. Soap Delicious, check them out. They have the zombie donut soap. That's a thing that they've been working on a lot lately. Some really cool ones. It looks crazy. Partnered up with some other companies too, putting together little packages. Go check it out on Instagram, not only at Soap Delicious, but also at Zombie Donut Soap. Fighter Alias. I know Cynthia Arcia, I believe she has a fight coming up. I think she has a fight coming up. Team Fighter Alias. Fightbook MMA. You can listen to our show from their website or you're surfing through there. But I'm looking at the other stuff they got on there. I will try and come back next weekend. Everyone enjoy the fight.